The first half of the legislative session wraps up as the Senate approves bills banning books and criminalizing electronic tracking, while a bill to move to partisan school boards dies in the House. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the week at the State House.
The Senate passed a bill that strips school librarians and teachers of a legal defense against charges that they shared harmful materials with minors. Opponents worry it will suppress books that deal with difficult historic issues such as slavery and the Holocaust. The bill's backers say those aren't the books they're trying to get rid of, but shied away from sharing specific examples of what they claim is pornography rampant in schools. Under Senate-approved legislation, tracking someone electronically would be a felony under state law, with some exceptions. The bill came out of a case in which a woman was attacked by her ex-boyfriend after he tracked her with a GPS device. Exceptions include family members tracking each other and tracking your own property. And a bill that allowed local communities to decide whether to force school board candidates to use political party labels on the ballot did not get called down for a vote in the House. House Speaker Todd Houston said it's unlikely the issue will be revived this session. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.